The federal government is investigating Brigham Young University for potentially violating equity laws related to sexual assault reporting. Meanwhile, another alleged sexual assault victim is withdrawn from the school. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The U.S. Department of Education's Civil Rights Office opened the investigation on August 4th, roughly 5 months after former BYU student Maddie Barney filed a federal complaint against the school for mishandling her rape case. Madeline McDonald, like Barney, was investigated for violating the school's honor code after reporting her alleged sexual assault. McDonald announced Tuesday she's transferring to the University of Utah. She cites hostility on BYU's campus toward victims who speak out.
These are people I know. These are people that, you know, should have known me and should have responded with some empathy. I just sort of realized, like, this is not a community that I feel comfortable being a part of.
BYU spokeswoman Carrie Jenkins declined to comment on McDonald's departure or the case that spurred the federal probe, citing federal privacy restrictions. According to the U.S. Department of Education, BYU joins a list of 260 colleges and universities currently under federal investigation for how they handle sexual violence. That list includes the University of Utah and Westminster College. Madeline McDonald says nearly every school she applied to has been criticized for mishandling sexual assault cases.
I hope to still be able to be involved in activism and still be able to, like, work towards a better community and more awareness at the University of Utah, just like I've been working at BYU. I'm hopeful that the community there is going to be more open to it.
In May, BYU officials announced efforts to study and improve its sexual assault reporting process. BYU has set up a website to gain feedback from the public on how it handles those reports. Whitney Evans, KUER News.